Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here's this morning's program. Now it's your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm chilly this morning.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's in the 20s again this morning, in case you're, well, it's actually 30 degrees right now, but we were into the 20s this morning, correct?
Yeah, just down to 29 overnight. We were colder yesterday morning, actually, but still pretty cold.
Well, a couple of degrees here there. I don't feel a whole lot of difference, do you?
20, 30 is about the same.
Chili's chili, right? Speaking of chili, now I'm hungry. Kendall Warren's in the studio with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got two used front-load washers and dryers, both in very good condition. One used dehumidifier, two used electric ranges. Got in a used automatic washer in very good condition. One small refrigerator. Used older chest freezer. We have two of those to choose from. Work good. Make us an offer, and you're going to own one. Used two-door refrigerator with top freezer. Used gas and electric clothes dryers. Two used side-by-sides, less than 4 years old. Two used bottom freezers. Models, 21 cubic foot. You'll use microwave hood combination. And a used two-door upright refrigerator whirlpool, a top freezer, and a cold water dispenser in excellent condition. Lots of new freezers, chest and upright. Of course, Whirlpool, we got Whirlpool and many other brands. Got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Water softeners by Luxury and Iowa Company. Free test of water for, we can check it out so we can help you size your Luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Amana, and Estate. Freestanding on display, full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Jim?
All right, thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. I should probably clarify that, too. When I say chili is chili, I'm talking about the weather. If you've ever been to a chili, a cooking contest, you know darn well that chili is not chili in that respect. So, guess it's all in how you spell it. This is National Radon Awareness Week, and radon is something that, you know, I don't know that we've heard a whole lot about here over the last several years. There was a point in time, 10, 15 years ago or so, when all of a sudden it started to get a lot of attention, and there was a lot more emphasis placed on doing the proper testing and education to make sure the folks knew exactly what radon was and how to take care of some of those issues, if they are issues in your particular home. But it seems like that has kind of just been relegated to like a lot of other issues. It's just kind of a once a year thing. But during Radon Awareness Week, and then in January, there's also a radon mitigation week as well, where folks are encouraged to actually take action and doing something about that. But Radon Action Week is something that is set up this week by the Surgeon General as health agencies around the United States join up to promote awareness of one of the leading causes of lung cancer. In fact, it is the leading cause of lung cancer for non-smokers. The American Lung Association, Centers for Disease Control, and the National Cancer Institute all agree that radon is a national health problem, and they do encourage radon testing, especially during this October awareness drive. Radon, for those that don't know, is a naturally occurring, invisible, and odorless radioactive gas. One in 15 American homes contains high levels of radon. Millions of Americans are unknowingly exposed to the dangerous gas. In fact, in a recent study that was done by Harvard University, it ranks radon as America's number one in-home hazard. By taking some simple steps to test the home for radon and fix it if necessary, that health hazard can be avoided. Radon gas is not isolated to certain geographical areas or home types. Radon problems have been detected in homes in every county across the United States. However, if you take a look at some of the maps that they put out showing some of the intensity and the probability of radon in the home, you can see that every single county in Iowa is at an elevated risk for those types of things, and has to do with a lot of issues with our soil types and all kinds of factors here in the Midwest. So it's especially important for those of us who live in this part of the country to make sure that we take some steps to find out exactly whether or not that is a problem in our homes, and if so, then do something about it. Radon caused more American fatalities last year than carbon monoxide, fires, and handguns combined. So if a home hasn't been tested for radon over the past 2 years, the EPA and the Surgeon General do urge you to take some action. There are a lot of ways you can do that. Most states have a state radon office where you can get some information. There's a wealth of information, of course, out there online as well, as long as you go to some of the proper websites that can lead you in some of the right directions with some of those issues. In the first place, you know, if it's suggested that, gee whiz, maybe you should test your home for radon, how can I do that? Can I do it myself? Do I have to hire someone to do it? Well, the simple answer is you can test for radon yourself. You can also call a professional home inspector who offers radon testing services. The cost to have a professional conduct a radon test for you could be running as high as perhaps maybe $300. That depends on where you live and what they're going to charge in those particular areas. But if you conduct the radon test yourself, there are do-it-yourself test kits that you can find in a number of different locations, local hardware stores and home centers, places like that. Average retail price for a home radon do-it-yourself test kit, usually somewhere around $20 to $30, roughly. Depending upon what you're purchasing. The do-it-yourself test kits are also pretty easy to use as well, and you can find out more just by kind of going online, too, and finding out some of those types of things. There are two different methods that are used to test for radon gas and those types of deals. The most popular involves a passive device, like an activated charcoal test kit. It collects radon gas atoms or an alpha track device that has a small strip of special plastic that's marked when hit by the radon's alpha particles. The passive devices are later counted in a laboratory that give you your result. Another passive device called an electret has a plastic disc with a static charge, and those electrets are used by professional radon inspectors because there's a little expertise required, and it's also kind of expensive for the equipment that's needed for the analysis. The other main method is the use of an active device that's called a CRM. It's a continuous radon monitor, and those are mostly used by professional radon inspectors for a short-term random testing period. A lot of times during real estate transactions, things like that, when they want to do tests to find out for sure. It takes about 48 hours to do those tests. There are all kinds of different models of CRMs, but they do all require some formal training in order to be properly used. The biggest differences, though, between the passive and active radon testing methods are the cost and the level of expertise that's required for the proper operation. The only devices that are suitable for the do-it-yourself radon tester are the activated charcoal test kits and the alpha track detectors. And about 95%, roughly, of all radon testing is conducted with those activated charcoal test kits because they're simple, they're easy to use, and the cost is relatively low. Those are the reasons that more than about 250,000 of those devices are used by the general public every year to test both in the homes and in the workplaces. And usually the purpose for those is to provide a radon screening measurement to see if there's a potential radon problem in the home. So that's kind of the whole point in doing some of those things. Now, if you do show that there are some issues involved, if you do find that there are some issues going on there with radon, then it's time to get talking to a professional to see about dealing with that. If you do find high radon levels in your home, then you then you're going to have to try and fix the problem. There are different ways to do that, too, but there are do-it-yourself radon mitigation kits out there. You can get some help out there, but also you may have to hire a contractor to deal with some of those things, and, of course, there's some cost involved there, too. But remember, it's the health of you and, of course, your family as well. Many times with young children exposed for a number of years in a home they grew up with their parents, finding out at some point in time that at a later point that, maybe there was some radon exposure there, at that point the damage is already done. You can't reverse that. So those are kind of issues to take a look at. And remember the statistics. Radon is the number one cause of lung cancer in non-smokers. And that's according to the American Lung Association. So pretty important issue. Take a look at it. This is Radon Awareness Week. Might be a good time to start thinking about some of those things, especially this time of the year as we start to get a little bit further into the fall and then winter seasons where, of course, we are boxed up in our homes, and our homes are boxed up pretty tight these days. Not a lot of cracks and crevices anymore in a lot of, especially the newer homes that are built. They're pretty airtight. So might be a good thing to take a look at in your home. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of washers and dryers, Maytag, Whirlpool, LG, Amana, and Speed Queen and Estate. good selection of top load models and, of course, front load models. Do have some closeouts on two red front load washers, one black one at a very good price. Got front load models, of course, because of model changes. We have specials on those. Might mention Speed Queen again, which is made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts and labor and in-home warranty service. And, of course, 5 years on the washer motor, 10 years on the washer transmission. Do have one Speed Queen front load washer on a closeout at $550 plus the tax. Lots of refrigerators, top freezer models, bottom freezer models, side-by-sides, French door bottom freezers. Do have some excellent buys in some French door bottom models. Just got in yesterday. And, of course, top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator, the place, W&S Appliance. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Convertible, portable, and built-in. We deliver, we install, and yes, of course, take care of the service after the sale. It's Thursday, the pot's on. I'll be there till late this evening. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You go out and may have a great day for yourself today. And I want to encourage you to go out and make it a great day. And God bless America.